Hi there. Welcome to the Agency Toolkit Podcast, a podcast where we discuss stories, strategies, and techniques to help you build a successful and profitable digital marketing agency. Our episodes contain inspiring conversations with CEOs and entrepreneurs and leave you with actionable tips, ideas, and strategies you can implement into your business today. We are happy to have you with us. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and get inspired.
Hello, and thank you for tuning into another episode of the Agency Toolkit. I am your host, Julia McLaughlin. This episode is sponsored by ReviewRobin, a review management software for marketing agencies to help you guys get your clients more positive reviews. You can check that out at getreviewrobin.com. Now, my guest today is Jen Radke, who is an international speaker, author, and strategic business leader with over 20 years of experience in sales and business leadership. Before purchasing the National Institute for Social Media in 2016, Jen was the owner and chief strategist at Socially Inspired, a social media training and consulting company that is still serving small and medium-sized businesses today. Today, we're going to be discussing Jen's journey of entrepreneurship and ways to keep your team at the top of their social media game. So thanks so much for joining us today, Jen.
Absolutely, Julia. Thank you for having me.
So let's dive into a couple questions so our listeners can get to know you a little bit. So where are you tuning in from today?
I'm tuning in from Farmington, Minnesota, which is just south of St. Paul.
Awesome. And what would you say motivates or inspires you as an entrepreneur?
Wow, that's a great question. What really motivates me is seeing the change in someone else's career. I have always had a passion for education, professional and personal growth, and really watching folks make that change gets me up every morning to do this work.
I love that. So how did you get into digital marketing originally?
So it's kind of a funny story. I didn't start off on this path. My undergraduate was in speech communications, but I spent the first 15 years of my career actually in higher education. Did sales leadership and training and development. So it was kind of a whole different avenue, I guess, if you will. Mm-hmm. In 2012, I left higher education and was trying to do a little bit of professional soul searching. What was I going to do with the second phase of my career? I was introduced to a young man. His name was Eric Mills. He was the founder of the National Institute. He had actually just built it and was getting ready to launch the first social media strategist certification exam. Mm-hmm. So I joined him at the National Institute for Social Media as a VP of Business Development. My whole job was to help educate colleges and universities on this new offering in the digital space. Because I don't like to sell something I don't totally like know and buy into.
Yep.
I took the class myself. I got certified. I also then went on and became a certified educator with the Institute before I left and started my own company. So it was kind of a interesting conversation, fun trajectory. And then in 2016, had the opportunity to come back, purchase the Institute and take over as CEO. So not necessarily a planned vision from when I graduated high school or even college for that matter. It was something that I just realized I had a passion for. Mm-hmm. And there was an opportunity for me to make a change. So I did so.
Amazing. So yeah, tell us a little bit more about the National Institute of Social Media and how you guys can help marketing agencies.
Yeah, so our whole purpose when we started in the fall of 2011 was to really help employers and employees connect with each other and the skill sets that they were in need of. Colleges were not doing any education around this new digital or online world, but companies were looking for tips or ideas on how to hire folks who could help them navigate this new digital environment. So the Institute was established really to help set some guidelines on what is social media strategy, mm-hmm. right? Who is it right for and what's contained in that umbrella. and then put forward some training to help people kind of build where they were lacking. Mm-hmm. That way, when employees were hiring or employers were hiring, they were able to identify folks and say, these people are certified. They've showed the ability to be assessed on the skill sets required. I can bring them in my team and expect to get them to help us move forward. So that was really why we started. And how we help agencies is a couple of different ways. One is getting their team all kind of uniformly trained. Everybody in the social media and marketing space comes at this with different background and different level of being self-taught or different level of education based on how long they've been in the industry. We can get them all uniform and aligned. We also know that 22% of employees leave because there aren't opportunities for professional development, and mm-hmm. we can help agencies give that. Agencies typically see high turnover because of the billable hours and working with different clients. We can give some incentives, right, to help them stay on top of trends and build professional development opportunities. Mm. It also is a great sales tool, right? Our agencies can tell their clients who likely distrust folks in social media marketing already because they tried to hire said guru or expert and yep. maybe were disappointed with that process. They can use this and say, our team has been certified by the National Institute and has these set of skills.
Yeah, it's such a great point. And I agree. I think investing in your team has so many benefits. What have you gotten any feedback from the agencies who have used your services on, you know, how it's positively impacted their employees?
Absolutely. We've had one agency that went through kind of as a whole group, and the first piece of feedback that we got from them was how excellent it was to have that conversation all together, how it was freeing for some of the maybe newer folks on the team to be able to share their experiences and expertise. They maybe even had more than some of the folks who had been on the team for a longer period of time. And it kind of created within itself some knowledge experts, right? Some social yeah. or some subject matter experts. And they knew how to kind of build and grow together. Another piece is one agency uses it as an incentive to keep people to stay, right? After they've been employed for 6 months or a year, then they're allowed to go through our training program and certification. And that gives them additional incentive to continue with the organization, to keep up to date, and feel like they're being invested in.
Absolutely. And then, so what social media platforms do you guys specialize in your training for exactly?
So that is an excellent question, and one we often surprise people with. We are platform agnostic. So we actually don't teach people, you know, how to tweet or how to put a Facebook ad out there. The whole social media strategy certification has six different core content domain areas. So mm-hmm. we look at things like strategic planning. So who's your audience? Where are they? How do they want to talk to you? And then you can make some decisions about where you might want to be online, right? Compliance and governance is a huge one, so that we're not running illegal contests or using images or video clips that we don't own access to. You know, we're not violating copyright or trademark.
Yep.
In the marketing communications domain, that's where we talk about things like content creation, but also an understanding of how do you use what you know about where your audience is spending their time and the content that they need on that platform, right? So a lot of people sometimes will be like, well, I have to be on Instagram because that's where all the young people are. Okay, but can you put content in image or video and make it interesting? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're a CPA and your idea is to take snapshots of your Excel spreadsheets, it may not work real well on that medium, right? So you got to kind of think through that content. So strategic planning, compliance and governance, marketing communications, then we've got project management. Somebody at this level should be understanding of the fact that not all people are one man fans, nor should they be. Mm-hmm. So who do you bring in, right, to help you with video editing or website design or whatever the case may be? Online community management is number five. You build a great community on whatever platform. Mm-hmm. How do you engage with them? How do you handle crisis? And then last but certainly not least is research and analysis. How do you use data to back up the decisions that you're making on online? And so there we'll look at, you know, Google Analytics. We'll discuss platform analytics, especially for some of the larger platforms like LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. But we're not teaching people how to use specific platforms because I'm sure you know this. Platforms come and go, right?
Yeah.
Vine used to be a thing. Google Plus was out there for a while. Like mm-hmm. Meerkat and Periscope were super hot for a while. They're not all there. They come and go. They change and transform. So it's more important for us to teach the critical thinking process behind how do you identify where you spend your money and your time.
That's really interesting. And then so how do you guys differentiate yourselves from other social media training platforms out there?
So that's a great question. That is one of our biggest differentiators is how we approach this.
Yep.
A lot of our competitors oftentimes have a tool, a social media management tool or a research tool, and they create training to support that tool, mm-hmm. right? So that is one thing that we don't do. All we do is this training and certification, and we do it very well.
Yeah.
The other differentiator is, you know, a lot of folks, I mean, I could create my own exam and call it Jen's Test, right? But it doesn't offer any industry standardization. And what we've done is we've got a volunteer advisory committee of about 13 individuals. And we use research studies to figure out what the market needs, mm-hmm. not just, you know, Jen's interest in Twitter. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
So we really are taking that pulse of the industry. There's no, in our advisory committee, they're all volunteers. So mm-hmm. their goal is to better the industry, not to get a fat checkbook. And they tell me what needs to be on the test, right?
Yeah.
And so those are some big differentiators. I'd say the last one is that we require continuing ed. So this certification is good for 2 years.
Okay.
If people don't keep up with continuing ed options and go through the process of recertification, they no longer are certified.
Interesting. And then what kinds of things would you cover in the recertification process? Why is that so important?
So it's important because our industry is changing all the time.
Yes.
And because once you have a basis of social media strategy, it's very likely you're going to emphasize one or more areas within those six. And you need to grow and build, and that's where you can get some of your platform-specific information. So as long as they're at that a basis level or higher, they can go out and get, you know, Blueprint Ad certified through Facebook or Google Analytics certified. Those are specific tools that mm-hmm. they can use for continuing education that's relevant to the job that they're doing today, and it's building on the basis that we've set out there.
Interesting. I love yeah. that. Are there any social media trends that you have begun to notice recently?
I don't know if they've changed. You know, TikTok and video in itself continues to be the trend that folks are really jumping into, but also consuming at a very high rate. Mm-hmm. I'm interested to see what will happen with audio. So you may have seen this early in the pandemic, you know, they launched Clubhouse and Twitter Spaces and all these audio chat rooms. Those are starting to decline faster than what most people expected now that we're opening back up and doing things in person.
Yeah.
And so it'll be interesting for me to see if it goes away specifically or completely, or if it becomes more specific to industry conversation. So
interesting. Are there any scheduling tools that you would recommend? Because I know that is a hot topic surrounding, you know, how they impact visibility when you use them. So yeah, are there any schedulers that you recommend, if any?
So that question often is followed up by me with another one, which is what's your budget and what are you trying to accomplish with your scheduling tool? But I will throw out some thoughts kind of at different levels. So if you're doing things on a lower budget, Buffer or Later can be fairly simple and easy to use tools. If you're only using Facebook and Instagram, I would encourage, even though Meta's business suite is kind of a pain in the rump, I would encourage you to use their own scheduler for that. Mm-hmm. But Buffer and Later, Sprout Social is more of an enterprise one. Agora Pulse is another one. And some of those, as you get bigger, they also have really cool reporting tools. So it really comes down to, you know, what's your budget and what are you hoping that that tool will all do for you?
Interesting. And then have you noticed that any of them impact visibility when you're scheduling posts?
So there's a lot of research out there that say that either it does or it doesn't. Mm-hmm. You know, my gut says in some ways the platforms themselves will give at least a fraction better insight to something that's their own tool versus a third party tool. Mm-hmm. But there isn't a whole lot of research that will support that. It comes down to engaging content. You know, when are you putting it out there and is it of interest? It doesn't really matter what tool you use at the end of the day, as long as it's interesting content that gets your customers interested in the conversation.
Interesting. That's super helpful.
Yeah.
So what has been a major challenge that you've had to overcome while you've been growing the National Institute for Social Media?
Ooh, just one. No, as an entrepreneur, you know, we deal with all kinds of challenges.
Absolutely.
One for us has been not only just the awareness of what we do, but really a lot of people, because the industry is new, they distrust folks that are trying to say, let us help you standardize and build and create a credential. And so we're not a traditional higher ed institution. We can move faster than that. Mm-hmm. But that's where people tend to go with their brain, right? Like, well, if I'm going to get more education, I need to go to a traditional college or university. But they're often surprised that the colleges and universities don't offer what they need,
yeah.
Right? It's more theoretical, or they're slower in implementing change. So it's just that perception, people really understanding the need for certification and standardized training and the value of how they get that education. That's one of the biggest challenges that we work to overcome all the time.
So there is no form of really standardized training that exists at this point. Is that right?
There are a lot of little places that are trying to do it. But no, there is no industry. This is what you must do in order to be a marketer in the social media space.
Interesting. Is that something that you guys are working towards achieving?
Absolutely.
And then what is your goal for achieving that?
Oh, one step at a time. So we just keep educating people, keep putting out quality training programs that help make a difference in the lives of these professionals, and keep making business partnerships with agencies, companies, and then colleges and universities to really make this applicable and available to those who need it.
I love that. So we are getting ready to wrap up here shortly, but is there anything else you would like to add that you think would be helpful to any of our agency owners who are listening?
For agency owners specifically, I know there's often questions about, you know, timing. How do I actually get my whole team trained? Mm-hmm. And one thing I just like to tell them is, don't worry about it. We're going to help you through the process. So whether they have the flexibility to do a large group training or a couple of them or not, we have learning modules that will accommodate. So we can provide an in-classroom kind of experience or a self-study experience where the team members are going through on their own and kind of building up and learning the material. So that's one of the biggest things I hear from agencies is like, how am I supposed to manage that? We've got you covered. Let's figure out what your needs are.
Awesome. So you've got that flexibility so that they can all do it together as a team or they can go away and do it themselves.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yep.
Adult learners learn differently, not only in the agency space, but all over. So we're trying to accommodate different learning modalities.
Love it. And so where do you see the National Institute of Social Media in 5 years' time?
Ooh, I see it showing up much more frequently on job descriptions for social media. Mm-hmm. I see there being a larger contingency of folks with our certification and agencies really kind of getting on board with the idea that they need to keep their team trained and up to date, and certification being the catalyst that helps them get there.
Very good. So to any of our agency owners who are listening, if they are interested in getting in touch with you to learn a little bit more, what would be the best way that they can get in touch with you?
So the best way is probably to send me an email about their specific needs at jradke@nismonline.org. Otherwise, they can simply Google me. I will show up on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, whatever works for them. Have them send me a note. Let's get in touch and have a conversation.
Perfect. And I will put your email in the description as well. So if anyone is interested in getting in touch, that will be where you can find it.
Sounds great. Thank you.
So we're getting ready to wrap up here, but first we have the Fast Five, which are five rapid fire questions. So what's a book you've read that's made an impact on you?
So it was kind of a recent one, and one I didn't expect that I would even enjoy. And it's Green Lights by Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, I want to read that book. It's definitely been on my list. Yeah.
It was one that I was like, I did it via audiobook. And then I was talking to some friends that I really wish I had the hard copy because I want to highlight some things. It were just quotes and life situations that he laid out there very vividly and interestingly that made me kind of go, oh, that's something I can subscribe to or apply to. So now I have a paper copy as well. But it was one that surprised me and stood out.
Very good. And what does your morning routine look like?
I wish I could say it is always the same, but it is not. So depending on the day and if I'm speaking or just getting an office day, I get up in the morning, I have some tea with my husband who also works from home, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. Typically the children are out the door and at school already by then, so I don't have to worry too much. They're older and so they do their stuff.
Yep.
And then, you know, I just get started, check my social, check my email, and prioritize my day.
Very nice. And is there a CEO that you follow or study?
Yes. So I'm actually right now enamored with Ryan Reynolds and everything that he's doing with Mint Mobile and Mount. He's not a normal CEO because he's an actor, but I think that the approaches he's taking to business, especially in the last couple of years, is something we should pay attention to.
Love it. And what is your favorite online tool?
So I use lots of tools, but my favorite right now is called the Headline Analyzer by CoSchedule. It's a great way to take a look at like your email headlines or any catches, taglines that you're trying to catch folks' attention with. And it kind of encourages you to use words that maybe aren't as boring, frankly, and gives you a score and analyzes the effectiveness of your headline.
Oh, that's so cool. I love that. And last question, what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
So my career started a long time ago, and what I had envisioned for my career is not something I actually have ever done. And so what I really strive to teach my kids and wish we would teach all individuals as they're getting ready to go out on their career is making a change in your career does not mean you failed. Means you learned something new about yourself or your skill sets or the world changed and you have an opportunity to make an impact in a new area. So take it, jump at it.
I love that outlook. Yes, such a good point. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Jen. It was a pleasure to have you on the show, and I really enjoyed our conversation.
Thank you, Julia. It was absolutely my pleasure.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Agency Toolkit. We hope you've learned something new that you can implement into your agency today. If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast, and we'll see you next time.